In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Models of flying machines, drum-playing wooden robots, and scary-looking warboats. That's some of what's on display at the new Leonardo da Vinci Museum of North America in Pueblo. Joe Arrigo leads the museum.
If we ignite curiosity, then help students learn creative thinking and problem-solving skills, they will become innovators, and that will take us into the future.
Many of the exhibits are hands-on, and there's a STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and math, learning, and makerspace. The Da Vinci Museum of North America opens tomorrow. Meanwhile, Pueblo City Council is considering using about $1.8 million from its economic development funds for the project. The Da Vinci Museum of North America is a financial sponsor of KRCC. Financial sponsors have no editorial influence. An original field notebook used by Zebulon Pike will finally reach the summit of the peak, bearing his name, more than 220 years after that explorer stopped just short. The special exhibit at the Summit Visitor Center is part of the America 250, Colorado 150 commemoration. Pike's notebook is traveling from Washington, D.C. for that exhibit. Also on display at the summit is a sword owned by Pike, on loan from History Colorado, and Pike's 1810 commission as a lieutenant. The exhibit opens tomorrow as well and runs through August 10th. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It's 4:06, time for All Things Considered.